This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The prosecution is resting in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean. My colleague Dave McKinney is covering the trial, and he reports since early October, jurors have heard from about 50 witnesses and digested more than 190 secret FBI recordings submitted by the government. And the lion's share of those secret recordings came from two different government moles. The trial will now shift to the defense. McLean's legal team began their defense today by calling a former AT&T lobbyist to address part of the alleged bribery allegations. This witness previously testified in a different but related trial that resulted in a hung jury. Madigan's lawyers will then take over once McLean's attorneys finish their case. The trial is expected to run into early to mid-January. A church on Chicago's north side wants to help people dealing with grief and sadness during the holidays through a Blue Christmas service tonight. Reverend Jason Lydon leads service at the Second Unitarian Church of Chicago and says this is needed because while holidays are beautiful, situations like the death of a loved one or navigating divorce can create hardness in our hearts.
There are so many ways that we are taken away from the connections that we so long for, and that longing can create a great need within our hearts and spirits.
It's an opportunity for people to nurture one another in a contemplative space. The service will feature candle lighting, personal and communal reflection, and music. It starts at 7 p.m. It will be in person and online. Demolition is underway on a building that housed the E2 nightclub in Chicago. 21 people died, 50 people were injured in a stampede at the nightclub 21 years ago. The Sun-Times reports City of Chicago officials issued an emergency order last month to tear down the vacant building at 23rd and Michigan, citing inspections that found the structure was unsafe. The Chicago Cubs were looking to add a difference maker to their lineup in the offseason, and they found one last week, picking up Kyle Tucker from the Houston Astros. The three-time All-Star says he's excited to come to Chicago, knowing the support the fans give the team.
I'm here to just help, help our team win, help the organization win, help out the fans. So I'm just excited to get to it.
Tucker is eligible for free agency after the upcoming season, but says he's open to talks on a long-term deal with the Cubs. And the home of the White Sox is about to get its fourth name. Guaranteed Rate Field will soon become simply Rate Field. The mortgage lender that owns naming rights to the White Sox Park is updating its own name. Weather, breezy and chilly today, high in the mid-30s, cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 20s, and tomorrow, cloudy and breezy, a chance of snow in the afternoon, and a high again in the mid-30s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.